Welcome to The People Talk. Today's program is entitled Women Leaders in the Church. Today we'll be speaking with a female pastor who is the shepherd over a church here in Southern California. She had the opportunity to interview me, and then I was given the opportunity from her to turn around and interview her. And then a little bit later on the program, I had a chance to catch up with another female believer, disciple of the Holy Word on People Talk, and she is going to share with us what the scripture says about women leadership in the churches. So today's title on The People Talk is Women Leaders in the Church.
Okay, maybe your wife is in ministry, she's a leader. If she's preaching the gospel.
Was that your question? You know, I would sit her down and I would take her to the scriptures to show her what the scripture says. And 9 times out of 10, she would say the same thing you said on the part of being silenced. No, 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 no. And then I would take her to the scriptures where the scripture specifically says a woman is not supposed to have authority over men. So a woman that is in ministry and that is teaching, she's teaching men, women, boys, and girls all over wherever that she is at. They're under her authority. Leadership. The scripture simply says a woman is not supposed to have authority over men. So if I met a woman that was in ministry, I would not ask her to leave ministry. I would not tell her to leave ministry. I would just take her to the scriptures. I let Father Yehoah fight all my battles for me. I let Father Yehoah touch the hearts of the people if they're going to receive his teachings. And I'll take you to the scripture to answer your question more specifically, directly, in the book of Tehillim, chapter 32, verse 1. You call that Psalms. The name of that book is Tehillim. He says, let me enlighten you. Let me offer you counsel. Let me show you the way to go. And so I said that to say, if I met a woman and she was in ministry, and she's a church, you know, over the church and so on and so forth, I'll take her straight to, that's just one scripture alone. I say, I'm not going to ask you to leave ministry. I'm not going to tell you stop doing what you're doing. But here's the scripture. And I guarantee you, God and Father Yehovah is going to tell you two different things. And I'm just going to take them straight to the scripture. I'll tell them Yeshua and Jesus is going to tell you two different things. Because they're two different. There's a difference between the two. I'm going to tell you that Yeshua, who the Jews pronounce Yeshua, is Yeshua. Because they spell it Yeshua. Yeshua was a Levite. In other words, I just point everything out to that woman that you're talking about. Now it's up to her to receive it. She can't argue the word because the word is there.
Okay.
Should she still decide to stay in ministry? Then I would say, then we are totally definitely unequally yoked, because I'm not going to be married or date a woman that refuses to honor what Father Yehoah says. I didn't say Shaul, who you call Paul. I didn't say Moshe, who you call Moses. I didn't say Abraham or David, who you call David. I said Father Yehoah or Yeshua. Their commandments were specifically, no woman shall have authority over man. But women do it because it's the way of the world. That means that lady is not for me. So specifically to answer your question, that ain't happening. You know, hey, do you enjoy your ministry? But the scripture says you're wrong. And the scripture says, you know, to much is given, much is required. When judgment day comes, despite of what definition or excuse a woman, and I'm speaking of the woman because you talked about the woman in ministry, leadership in ministry, she has no excuses, no reason why I did what I did. You know, I was teaching because, no, I specifically said, and Father Yehoah is directing everything he tells us to do.
I'm hearing what you're saying. It's still a half and half to me when I'm hearing, correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm sorry. I had to go there. You opened that door.
You okay with her doing it, but then you're not okay with it doing. You know what I mean? If she have an assignment from the Lord and you're like, oh, no. You know what I mean? How do you do that? I mean, because...
Okay, let me answer your question.
Yeah, you're saying she shouldn't be a leader if the Lord called her. But whatever it is, their personal experience, relationship with the Lord, I believe people can't take that away from what they experience. No one can take that experience you have with the Lord, the Holy Spirit.
That's
what
the point.
I'm saying to you, it's like... You're not supposed to do this because this happened years ago in the Bible, and the Bible says this. Yes, I understand the word of God. What is God saying? You know, it's just like you're not supportive. You don't want her speaking unless she's speaking in Hebrew.
No. I'm glad you said
that's what I'm hearing.
I'm glad you said that. Well, let me break it down for a sister. First of all, no.
And then, no, testing worthy. Oh, and please. Also, I've heard, I'm not arguing, I'm just saying what I've heard. And also, you stated that man supposed to be leading, like I mentioned the other night, and the Holy Spirit says, it's men are not rising up or standing in the position and taking their authority that God has given them. So who else going to preach to God? He going to call whomever he wants to get his message across. If no one else is, just like he did with the donkey, he speak, his word going to come forth. What I'm saying to you is this. So are you going to tell her she cannot minister the gospel and lead the ministry if God has, she had her one-on-one with the Lord like you did, and everybody's the experience is different, you know what I mean? So what is it that you, how do you respond to that?
Good question. No, I will not. I told you earlier, so I guess you missed it. Maybe I was talking too fast.
I did.
I will not. No. Let me slow down so you can understand. I paid you laugh. Listen, no. Go. I will stop you from doing nothing. But there is a difference between what the Lord told you and what Father Yehoah told you. Father Yehoah is not going to tell some, if that's, ain't no if, that's his name. He's not going to allow you to go and tell people to save and teach people about their salvation, preaching in another name that has nothing to do with his son and him. That's the first problem with you all, the church. He's not going to tell you to go say Jesus when his son name is Yeshua. He's not going to go tell you to tell the world his name is I Am and all those other names when his name is Yehoah. For number one, that's the scripture. I'm taking you straight to the scripture. I'm not going to tell you, no, don't go, because you really don't know who you listening to, because you don't know Father Yehoah as Yehoah. So to you, God, Lord Jesus Christ is the creator of the world. For now in your walk, that's why I told you, he's taking you to another new level of your growth and your spiritual walk with him. He's revealing himself to you according to the Hebrew translation, which you do not know of, and mainly these teachers don't know. They say, I know Hebrew, yeah, but have you studied the Hebrew scriptures? You may know Hebrew. You may be, speak Hebrew upside down. And so, no, I would tell the young lady, go. But Father Yehoah didn't send you. Father Yehoah didn't tell you because men are not rising up to the position that you take their place. There is nowhere in scripture to back that up in the Hebrew writing. If I don't do my job of what he gave me an assignment to do, he's going to allow me to be diminished, and he will put someone in my place that will do that. He is a perfectionist. He is Father Yehoah. And so, he gives us the free reign to either do what he told us to do, not to do. Well, since you ain't going to do it, I'm going to let the women take your place. That's nowhere in the scripture. Man made that mess happen because man gave way, as I told you, what, 30, 40 minutes ago. Man has given you our strength. That's why I had to take you to the scriptures. So there should be no mixed understanding. Well, one minute you say she can do it, one minute you say she can't. I let her go if that's her free will. Father Yehoah ain't going to stop you. So who in the heck am I in the flesh to tell you, no, you can't go. I'm your husband. I demand you. I don't think so. I won't do that. I say, go ahead on with your bad self. But the word will show you how you'll see that you will not prevail, especially when I show you the scriptures. See, when I speak with people on the questions that you talk about, and you have excellent questions, I take them to the scriptures. They're not going to like the answers. So no. I don't want you to disobey, but if you choose to disobey, go, because I did it. I chose to disobey, and I reap the results of disobedience. And let me tell you, when he punish you, girlfriend, if you ain't dead, it's a wake-up call. And if you still don't get it, I say shame on you. He punished me. I'm going to tell you about my punishment one day. You know, so no, the word says the woman is not supposed to have authority over the man. But if you still chose to go, I say go. You and I cannot be together because that means you don't believe in my vision. You don't believe in my walk that I am in with what my Heavenly Father, according to the Hebrew translation, not all the translations y'all read and teach and study from, which is partial truth. In other words, which is wrong, half right. And so if the woman cannot see that, go do your ministry, go teach and preach, but you're going to still keep teaching and preaching in the name of Jesus. You're still going to keep saying Lord God, all those names that are not his names. Father Yehoah, if he did not want you to know his name, he would have never said, surely my people shall learn my name. And if that woman that I'm interested in, like a lot, want to take as my wife, does not conform to my train of thought according to the Hebrew writing, which no church that I know of in America follows that Hebrew translation, especially the Messianic congregation, because I was a drummer for the Messianic congregation. I was a member of the Messianic congregation. I know what they teach and what they don't. I've spoken with the people from the Messianic congregation. They trying to hear it from the Hebrew translation. I said, I'm going to obey this here. And so that wife, go. You want to go? You say God called you? Yeah, God called you, but God is not our Heavenly Father. That's Satan. Satan has a gospel. What is that gospel? The gospel you teaching, you preaching. What do you mean? You say Lord God, Jesus Christ, and all that other stuff. You're preaching Satan's gospel. You're not preaching Father your whole A.S. gospel. Why? You're not saying his name. You're not doing the simple commandments he told you to do. You are giving excuses as to why you shall continue to do what you're doing. And I use the word you, meaning the person, whether it's a woman pastor or a man pastor or a woman or man parishioner. You're choosing to disobey. And if you disobey, the scripture says you will reap what you sow. It may not hit you now. It may not hit you for 30 years. But before you die, you're going to pay for the wrong you did. Ask me. Father Yehoah sat me down, and he let me know the reason why you're going through what you're going through because of stuff you thought you got away with for 30 years. Not stuff I did 30 years ago, but stuff for 30 years. I was like, wow. And he spoke to me through a complete stranger. Never saw me in his life. He told me when it began. He told me the earlier part of the years that it began. And he was telling the truth. And I wasn't a believer. I was a believer, but I was a Christian. I learned that Christianity is a religion like all the others. It's wrong. It's man's doctrine. It's a cult. I don't care how the church twisted. It's not in line with the scriptures, the Hebrew writing of the scriptures. Let me make sure I rephrase that there. It's in line with your Bible. Your Bible is tampered with. It has wheats. It has tares. We talked about this last night. The wheats are his holy word. The Bible, the Torah is all truth. But it has a bunch of tares in there that Satan put in there. And Father Yehoah allowed it. Because it's in the scriptures. That's why he gives us free reign to decide. So wrapping it back around to your question, there should be no confusion. First you say she can, then you say she can't. She can because she has free will. I'm not going to stop her. Father Yehoah ain't going to stop her. I would say, babe, look, this is what the scripture says from the Hebrew translation. Now you choose this day whom you're going to serve, Father Yehoah, or Jesus, Lord God in Christ. And trust me, they are not the same. And here's the scripture that proves why. Not Mr. Edge or Ekme J or whatever name you want to give me. My thoughts, my theology, my theory. I'm taking you straight to the Hebrew scriptures. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. You know his name, or you learn his name. Once you learn his name, what are you going to do with what you got? So, no, she wants to go teach, go minister, go preach. Hey, I guess I can like you from afar, but as far as relationship, you never be able to follow my leadership as the man, as the head of your home, of our home. You never be able to take the wisdom that I give for the decisions for our children, for our ministry, us working. Let me go back to what you were saying, meet each other halfway. Yeah, we're supposed to meet each other halfway, 50-50. But that man is the head of the home. That man makes the decisions that you share with her. Yeah, babe, see this. Yeah, babe, that. You say, yeah, honey, okay, well, yeah, great. And long as what that man is saying with the decisions he's making lines up with that word, that should be a cake made in heaven. But it's not like that because women, along with men, have conformed to the traditions of man, and men have given you, because I was one of we, gave you our strength. If you say, no, I think we should start at 6, we go like, okay, because we want to please you. Father, your horse, no, you the head, not her. She's supposed to take your advice, your wisdom, and your wisdom would be to honor Father, your horse, for number one. For number two, to edify that marriage.
What does helpmate mean to you?
Exactly what the scripture says, helpmate. He didn't say, not for her to help him make a decision. Not for her to help him how to rule, to tell him how to rule or how to raise his children. I got to throw all that in there based upon the question you asked. So I'm asking you really directly. A helpmate means exactly that. Help. If you were my wife, I took you as my wife. I'm looking for us to work together. And everything must be in line with the scriptures. If it does not line up with the scriptures, I said, babe, this does not line up with the scriptures. We got to let that go. You should see, not because you should not let it go because I said we should let it go. You should look at the same thing what your husband pointed to you. Look, baby, there's the scriptures right there. The scripture says no. The scripture says no. The scripture says no. And you should say, babe, you're right. That's Father Yehoah's word. That's not Ed's words. That's Ed giving you what Father Yehoah said. And women don't want to do it in the world today. Fully sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, paying tithes, you know, speaking in tongues and laying hands on folks, and they're wrong because they don't want to honor the submission, the authority the man has over the wife. A helpmate is to help, not help decide, but to help. Y'all work together, yes, but that man makes the moral. Rachel didn't make decisions between her and Jacob. Leah didn't make decisions between her and Jacob. Kaua didn't make decisions between her and Ha'adam. Zipporah didn't make decisions between her and Moshe. You know, shall I go on? You know, what's her name? Delilah. She made a whole lot of decisions. Well, we see how that turned out. You know, she was not for him from Father Yehoah, but Father Yehoah allowed that to happen. And so my point, in case I answer your question, that help me is supposed to help the husband. You know, we have equal rights. You ain't got no equal rights. The man ain't got no equal rights. Them scripture says the man is the head. Y'all work together. Yes, you do. The man don't say you do this and you do that, woman. No. Hey, babe, what you think? You know, you share. Yes. Give me your opinion, babe. And then he's taking your opinion and adding your wisdom to what he's doing. He take both y'all wisdom and mix it. Bam, it comes out a perfect cake. Why? Because you work together. You helped him in talking about different issues in your home for marriage. I know the definition of helpmate. She's supposed to help, not rule, not govern. Women in today's world rule and govern their marriages because the man gave her his strength when he says, will you marry me? That was the open door. But you can't teach that because you don't know that, because you don't know what the scripture says on how a man is supposed to marry a woman, although you know the word. That's why you got married the way you got married. That's the way I got married, the way, because all this I know now, I didn't know then. Had I known then what I know now, I probably still would have done the same thing, because I wouldn't have the wisdom then that I have now. So it wasn't meant for us to know then what we are learning or we know now. So I hope I've answered your question on the helpmate. I'm with my helpmate. We are to help each other. She is to help me. We are to grow together, nourish, flourish, prosper, help people, give, love, you know, together to glorify our Father Yehovah. And yeah, we're supposed to serve not the same God. Ain't no God. Ain't no, he's not a God. God was the son of Yaakov, excuse me, who you call Jacob, to serve our Heavenly Father Yehovah. And if she's not in agreement to go down that road, she's not for me. Okay, I'm not the one for you. Love you. I have to move on. It gets deeper than that. So have I got close to, or maybe an ounce of answering your question? I don't know.
So you see, my question to you is this. So the Hebrew Bible,
translation,
and looking everything outside of that, everything else is false. Is that what you're saying?
No, you didn't hear me say this. So no, directly no. I'm going to repeat it again. Good question. I'm going to answer you again, clearly again. The Torah is all truth. You call it the Bible. It's full of truth. The churches, as I said to you earlier, are teaching partial truth because they added their doctrine in it. It's in the scriptures. Man will teach his own false doctrine. They've added it in that book. So no, is that what you're saying? You didn't hear me say that. If you haven't learned by now, or remember that it speaks his mind. He going to tell it like it is. And now that I'm doing it from the scriptures, I'm really telling it like it is, but from the Hebrew translation. It's the Hebrew translation of what you call the Bible. It's the only translation we are supposed to be taking from. And it still has weights and tears in it. But if you have that Holy Spirit relationship with Father Yehoah, Holy Spirit, not Jesus, Lord God, and Christ, Holy Spirit, there's a difference. You will have complete tavuna. Tavuna means understanding. So your Torah is not false. It has partial truth and partial lies. Father Yehoah is telling you, seek him so he can reveal to you by who? Your helper, your comforter, to reveal to you the truth and the wheats and the tares. The wheat is the truth, the tares are the lies. There's contradictions from the front to the back of that book. But if you ain't got a relationship with the Holy Spirit, you're not going to be able to differentiate between the contradictions. The wheat and the tares. I had a gentleman ask me a couple months ago, why are you teaching something that has many contradictions? I'm like, wow, no, you didn't. I want to ask him because the Holy Spirit brought it up to my attention later. You asked me, why am I teaching, restoring the book that has many contradictions based upon you listening to everything I'm sharing with you? If you know there's contradictions in that book, why are you out there preaching it? I have not gotten to that man yet to ask him that question because I guess the Holy Spirit, you know, don't want me to do it. And he reminds me of the scripture that I had right here in front of me. And he had to remind me of this a couple of weeks ago because I really wanted to get with this man and take him there. And he says, I'm going to sit you down one day and I'm going to prove to you that the translation you talk about, you know, is wrong. And that set in my spirit, but it set very badly. And so Father Yahuwah let time go by. So I'm up here at home one day, and I'm in the scriptures, and he took me to the scripture where it said, let me turn this light on so I can see the scripture. I don't know it by heart, so I want to read it to you. And when he said that to me, I understood clearly what that message was. Okay, here it is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's in the book of Tatos. You know what the book of Tatos is?
No.
You call it Titus. It's in chapter 3, verse 9. He says to avoid foolish conversations, disputes, genealogies. You know that scripture. And so this gentleman, he wanted, you know, Satan wanted that to take place for us to get into a dispute, an argument. There is no argument. There's no dispute. There's no conversation. There's no why this and why that about his word. You either receive it or you don't. It's throughout the whole scriptures. And I was in my flesh. And I wanted to have a conversation with him, and the Holy Spirit stopped me. He brought his word to me. Avoid foolish disputes, conversations, you know, arguments. Because, you know, I'm like, wow. And that shut me down. And so when I saw the person several times again, he ain't said a word, because I can't say he's filled with the Holy Spirit, but I can say Father Yahuwah has his hand on his life, because Father Yahuwah stopped him from ever asking me again, let's do this here, let's have this conversation, because he know better. So I'm saying that, all that to say this here. I'm led by the spirit of Yahuwah here, from the Hebrew translation. The translation you read, teach, preach, and study from is partial truth. Because many things are kept from you because you have not studied the Hebrew translation for whatever reason. I cannot conclude to that. I don't know why. But will you receive his instruction that he's giving you? Foreign, clear instructions that is foreign to you because you never heard it before, but it's plain and simple in the eye. I was reading that today in the scriptures. People just, they don't want to receive his instruction. You know, he sends you instruction. He sends you correction. I use the word you, and you believers, you church leaders, y'all still ain't trying to hear it in today's world. So he's letting you do what you do because you ain't trying to hear it, especially from somebody you know. Somebody you know, like me, I wasn't in the word before, and I hear this 20 years later. Now all of a sudden, I'm teaching and talking about the word, and I'm not a teacher, preacher, deacon, bishop, pastor, apostle. I'm just a witness. But now I'm speaking about something I never spoke of 20 years ago. I lived opposite of it. And here it is 20 years later. Well, that was like Shaul. You know, he tortured, killed, murdered the believers. Then his experience going down the road of Damascus. That's the name of that country. You call it Damascus. We know what happened. And his life was turned around because he had that one-on-one experience. When he fell to the ground, when he saw that light from the ground, from the heavens, from the skies, he says, who are you? And Yeshua says, I am Yeshua. He revealed himself. If that's in English in your book, it'll say Jesus, but they put that name in there. He revealed himself to Shamuel. Has he revealed himself to you as Yahuwah or Yeshua? No. Did he reveal himself to all the other pastors, teachers? No, they haven't. Why? Because if they did, they would say his name. They would say his names. So he did not. So when you say the Lord told me, yeah, the Lord told you. The Lord has nothing to do with Father Yahuwah. Yeah. I was thinking about this earlier when you and I were talking, or before we got on the phone, or after you called me back. And he reminded me of this scripture again. The blessings of Father Yahuwah makes one rich and adds no sorrow with it. So he was reminding me, if there's any sorrow in your life, but it appears to be a blessing, somebody says, I'm going to help you, I'm going to give you, or they even do help you, and they do give you, but there's sorrow with it. There's some type of discomfort, any type of discomfort, any type of dispain, any type of controversy. It is not from Father Yahuwah. He's telling you by the situation. The situation speaks clearly and loud for himself, coinciding with the scriptures. The blessings of Father Yahuwah makes one rich and adds no sorrow. So if you find yourself crying behind a relationship you and me been in for 2 or 3, 4 years, all of a sudden I break your heart. And you cry, but in the very beginning, you said, God led you to me. God told me to marry you. God told me to be your wife. Well, that's why it went in that direction, because God told you. That's why it went sour, because Father Yahuwah didn't lead you, because you don't know Father Yahuwah. I just got to go directly there now, because that's where I'm at in my walk. And 9 times out of 10, people are not going to try to hear what I'm saying to them. They would have hung up the phone a long time ago. I'm really surprised you're still here, to be honest with you.